Now, let's go on to the second thing that the Bible gives me that I see in verse 4. And the second thing that the Bible gives me is endurance. And in the King James, that word is comfort. All right? And so the Bible, I'm sorry, that word is patience here. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I want to get into this translation here. Patience in the King James means endurance. And we have to talk a little bit about what endurance means. It means to be constant. The Apostle Paul is saying here in this verse, right here, whatsoever things are written aforetime and written for my learning, that we through endurance, through constancy, through an ongoing, in other words, he's saying, don't stop being nice, Christian. Don't set yourself up as a judge in the middle of your Christian experience. I know this isn't one of those, Pastor, you aren't hooping me holler sermons. It's not supposed to be. How many of us do that? Paul is saying you are to continue to not ever judge your brother. Don't ever judge your brother or your sister. Don't ever judge him. He says, build him up. Don't hurt him. Love him. Offer some kind of way to help instead of to hinder. Don't be judgmental. You have to continue to endure. Now let's look at this. That means perseverance. That means being steadfast in your action, being continuous in your effort. Your course of action is the same as it was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You don't ever change. Does God change? Does Jesus change? Does the Holy Spirit change? Does His love for you change? Why in the world would you change? I'll tell you why you change. Because you are not trusting in the Christ that saved you. And when once you set yourself up as the judge, then you cannot be guilty of anything. Listen. I am never to relinquish or to surrender in terms of what God is teaching me. Whatever opposes the biblical standard, I will remain consistent and steadfast in that area, even if something happens in my church, in my home, in my life. I am to remain consistent. I am to endure it. I am to endure it. And some of us need to say, praise the Lord. Right now, at this moment, right? Amen. Now, let me give you an example of endurance. You go to the Old Testament scriptures. And the scriptures, I'm not going to turn there. I'm just going to let you know where they are. Numbers 13 and 14. The Bible tells me that the Jews were getting ready to go into Canaan land to possess it. How many spies did they send out, church? 12 spies. They sent out 12 spies to survey the land to see whether the Jews could take that country. How many spies came back with a bad report, church? 10 spies came back with a bad report. And 2 of them came back with endurance. 2 of them came back with perseverance. 2 of them came back with steadfastness. The Bible tells me that Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report. Question, saints. What kind of report are you propagating in your church? What kind of a testimony can you tell people about your Christian community? What kind of witness can you put forth for the Lord's cause? A bad report or a good report? And I'm telling you, when you go to Numbers 13 and 14 and you read what the 10 said, they said, oh no, man, those Amalekites and all the, they're like giants and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. And Caleb stands forth and says, hey man, we can take them. We can take them at the drop of a hat. What's the problem? God has given us the charge. We can do it. So Joshua and Caleb are examples of endurance. Also, when God calls you to do a work, do you respond like the 10 that have the negative report? Or do you respond like the 2 that had the positive report of endurance, perseverance, and steadfastness in their action? The Apostle Paul was saying, whatsoever things are written aforetime are written for our instruction, that we, through endurance, listen, if you will not endure in one area in your Christian life, you will not endure in any area. And once you stop enduring and going forward, your church, your Christianity, your witness is going to start going backwards. When God calls you to do the work, you might not see the results, but what he wants you to do is to endure. How did Paul put it to Timothy? He says, Timothy, you are to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Too many of us, when we get one little spike in our side, we are ready to quit the Christian race. And that's not what it is all about. As we look at our scriptures, I'm going to let you know what endurance is all about. Now, we talk about this morning in Sunday school, we were speaking about faith, and now we have it right in front of us. This is what endurance is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the tangible evidence of things not seen. Now, you want to know what endurance is, church? Follow along. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Let's go down to verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Let's go down to verse 5. This is endurance. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Let's go on down to another one, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things which he hadn't seen, was moved with fear. Let's go on to verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive inheritance, obey. Let's keep on going down. You can go on down. Look at verse 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. This is a category of the faithful, the ones that endure. And when you stop enduring, you will not have a testimony like Hebrews 11. I want you to understand that it is important and of the most vital necessity that you endure in your Christian walk and stop doing things like judging one another that causes us not to walk, but to what? To stumble. Who wants you to stumble? Satan, that is his objective. Satan wants you to stumble and fall. Satan wants the worst testimony in the world. Satan wants the believer to be defeated and so that no one else might become a what? A believer. And so when you don't endure, you're playing right into the hands of Lucifer. God calls people who have minds made up for him. Now, I want to ask you this very important question. If your mind is made up, why don't you live like it? Why don't you ask questions like Paul said on the road to Damascus, what must I do? Why don't you ask questions like the jailer asked in Philippi, what must I do? Why don't you make statements like Lydia down at the riverside, if you found me faithful, you know what she was saying, Linda? If you find me one that's enduring, and come on to my house and stay with me. But you know what we do today? No, no, no. We become the judge and the jury, and you will even find the pastor guilty for even preaching a sermon like this because it didn't make you hoop. Well, if you came here to hoop, I hope that you would come here to get the good word of God. These are just three things that the Bible gives me. He is calling some of us right now to endure and to be stronger, and I'm here to tell you that we're not answering appropriately.